はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、ベルリン。夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, 夏子. We, again, have a special guest.
Yes, again.
Again. Who's here with us today?
Take is here again.
2 days in a row.
Yes.
Take-san, 今日元気ですか?
もちろん元気いっぱいです。
いいですね。
いいですね。
夏子は?
今日も元気ですよ。ピーターは?
相変わらず絶好調です。Today we have another great lesson for you. Plus, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com for the accompanying PDF, the informal track,and the accompanying PDF, plus the kanji close-up.
A lot of information there. You gotta check it out.
Gotta check it out. And you have to leave us a post.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes. Okay, without further ado, let's get into today's conversation. Here we go.
Natsuko, Natsuko.
Ah.
今日は何をしますか?
そうですね。ちょっと用事があります。
明日は暇ですか?
そうですね。明日もちょっと用事があります。
水曜日は一緒に歌舞伎を見ませんか?
そうですね。水曜日も用事があります。
木曜日は一緒に台湾料理を食べませんか?
木曜日はちょっと忙しいですね。ちょっと用事があります。
金曜日は時間がありますか?
また用事です。
土曜日は?
ちょっとですね。
日曜日は?
用事です。
来週、来月、来年は?
難しいですね。はい、夏子ですけど、今日ですか？今日は大丈夫です。明日も、明後日も、し明後日も大丈夫ですよ。暇です。6時半でいいですよ。じゃあ、また後で。
用事は？
これが私の用事です。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今日は、何をしますか?
そうですね。ちょっと用事があります。
明日は暇ですか?
そうですね。明日もちょっと用事があります。
水曜日は一緒に歌舞伎を見ませんか?
そうですね。水曜日も用事があります。
木曜日は一緒に台湾料理を食べませんか?
木曜日はちょっと忙しいですね。ちょっと用事があります。
金曜日は時間がありますか?
また用事です。
土曜日は?
ちょっとですね。
日曜日は?
用事です。
来週、来月、来年は?
難しいですね。はい、夏子ですけど、今日ですか?今日は大丈夫です。明日も、明後日も、し明後日も大丈夫ですよ。暇です。6時半でいいですよ。じゃあ、また後で。
用事は?
これが私の用事です。
You guys are good.
Thank you. I hope people understand that it's acting. I'm not this rude.
Natsuko, we all know you're so sweet.
Thank you. You're laughing.
A little bit. I like that laugh.
Yes.
Thank you too, Take. Very nice. Perfect. You know the routine. Here we go.
Natsuko, Natsuko.
Natsuko, Natsuko.
Ah.
今日は何をしますか?
What will you do today?
そうですね。ちょっと用事があります。
I have a little business to attend to.
明日は暇ですか?
Are you free tomorrow?
そうですね。明日もちょっと用事があります。
Tomorrow also. I have a little business to attend to.
水曜日は一緒に歌舞伎を見ませんか?
Wednesday. Shall we go to see Kabuki together?
そうですね。水曜日も用事があります。
Wednesday too, I have a little business to attend to.
木曜日は一緒に台湾料理を食べませんか?
Thursday, shall we eat Taiwanese food together?
木曜日はちょっと忙しいですね。ちょっと用事があります。
I'm a little busy Thursday. I have a little business to attend to.
金曜日は時間がありますか?
Friday, do you have time Friday?
また用事です。
Business to attend to again.
土曜日は?
Saturday?
ちょっとですね。
A little...
日曜日は?
Sunday?
用事です。
Business to attend to.
来週、来月、来年は?
Next week, next month, next year?
難しいですね。
It's a little difficult.
はい、夏子ですけど、今日ですか?
はい、夏子 here. Today?
今日は大丈夫です。
Today is fine.
明日も、明後日も、し明後日も大丈夫ですよ。
Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, the day after, the day after tomorrow, it's all okay.
暇です。
I'm free.
6時半でいいですよ。
6:30? 6:30 it is.
じゃあ、また後で。
Okay, see you later.
用事は?
Huh? What about your business?
これが私の用事です。
That is my business to attend to. Okay, Natsuko.
Yes.
Let's get into some vocabulary.
All right.
So, what do we have first on the agenda?
Oh, this is an important word. 用事.
And what does this mean?
Business to attend to or something to do.
Okay, break it down.
用事.
And one time fast.
用事.
Now, for everybody out there, this is one word you want to remember.This word is so versatile for getting out of sticky situations.
I guess so.
Oh, Natsuko, we know so. Okay, let's give you a little bit of background about this word. It means, one more time, Natsuko.
Business to attend to, or more generally, like something to do.
Yeah, something to do. Now, when speaking Japanese, some people tend to be very vague.
Yes.
What's the word for vague?
曖昧
Break it down.
曖昧
And one time fast.
曖昧
Yes, so many people are very 曖昧 Now, we can't guarantee you 100% success, but it does come in quite handy.
Yes.
Now, what was a phrase we used? Actually, what was the phrase you used to get out of all the situations?
用事があります。
Have something to do.
Yes.
And I don't know if you picked up on the dialogue, but when Natsuko, whenever she used this phrase, I have something to do, the person asking never followed up with, what are you doing?
Right.
Right?
Right. Did you notice?
We hope you noticed. And if you didn't, please pay attention because one of the most amazing things is you can just say to somebody,
Yes.
Natsuko, お願いします。
用事があります。
And most people will be content with just to know that you have something to do.
Yes.
They won't follow up. What are you doing?
Yes.
What time? When are you finished? Just kind of, oh, okay, you have something to do.
Yes.
It's amazing. Well, for me, it's amazing.
Okay.
I especially love to use this at school.
How did you use it?
Whenever I need to study at home. Quote unquote, I break out the 用事があります.
Yes.
You know, let's do a few conversations.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to give you the Japanese version, and then we'll give you the extended version of how it might be in the Western world.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, Natsuko, you can play the role of the teacher, and I'll play the role of the student.
Okay.
Okay?
Peter, 明日の授業は来ますか?
明日 明日はちょっと用事があります。
あ、そうですか。来週は？
来週は大丈夫です。
そうですか。じゃあまた来週。
Okay, so can we run that back, Natsuko?
あ、ピーター、明日の授業は来ますか？
Peter, will you come to class tomorrow?
明日はちょっと用事があります。
Tomorrow, I have something to do.
ああ、そう。来週は？
I see. What about next week?
来週は大丈夫です。
Next week is okay.
そうですか。じゃあまた来週。
I see. See you next week. Okay. Now, for some shocking reason, this I have something to do kind of works.
It did work.
It did
in
work.
This case, yes.
Yeah. Normally, let's try the conversation in English.
Oh, Peter, will you attend the class tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I have something to do, Professor.
Oh, what thing?
Yes. Yes.
So, 用事 is kind of a magical word for excuses.
There it is, Natsuko. Magical. This is like, you know, a Monopoly, the get out of jail free?
Yes, yes.
It's kind of like that.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work. Please remind that.
Okay, yes, yes. It doesn't work for every situation, but most of them.
Yes, right.
Okay. So again, this is a very, very important get out of jail free word. On to the next word. What do we have?
Okay. Kabuki.
Okay, and what's this?
Kabuki. It's the traditional play in Japan.
Yes.
It's really interesting.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Break it down.
Kabuki.
And one time fast.
Kabuki.
Okay, next up, what do we have?
来週、来月、来年。Far away.
Yeah, I think Take was really trying his best.
I feel sorry for him.
You know, that's one line I never used.
What?
Next week, next month, next year.
Right. Normally people doesn't ask that way.
But that was classic. Classic. Okay. Now, can you give it to us one more time? Please notice something similar about all of these words, okay?
来週、来月、来年。
Next week, next month, and next year. It's the same principle in English. Mm-hmm. We take next and put it in front of week,
yes.
month, or year. It's the same in Japanese.
Yes.
Right. And what is that prefix we use?
来.
Break it down.
来.
And one time fast.
来.
Right. Don't copy my pronunciation. Now that you have these, it's going to be very, very useful. You can talk about pretty much anything.
Yes.
Okay, next up we have?
台湾料理.
And this is?
Taiwanese
food.
Yes.
Break it down.
台湾料理.
And one time fast.
台湾料理.
Okay, and last we have today's point, which is?
時間があります.
Okay, and this is?
Have time.
Yes. So in the dialogue, we said,
時間がありますか?
Which is,
do you have time?
Yes. And this is a very, very polite and a very, very nice way to ask someone if they're free.
Oh, yes.
You know, we have another way, which is,
暇ですか?
時間がありますか? It's a little more sophisticated, it
yes.
seems.
Yes, yes, right? right.
It kind of hedges your bets. Also, oh, I really wasn't asking if you were free. I was just asking if you have time.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Or, you know, it could be dangerous. Your boss could ask, 時間がありますか? So not whether you're free or not, but whether you'll be working on Saturday.
Yes.
So this one is something you definitely want to try out.
Yes.
Now, before we go, there's one more point that we want to look at. Now, as the dialogue started to flow, you used a very unique sentence. And the sentence was, ちょっとですね.
Oh, yes.
And if we were to make this into English, it would be, it's a little bit, which is kind of hard to get the nuance.
I see.
But in the conversation, it was clear that It was your way of refusing or turning down something.
Yes, yes.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about this?
Okay. Well, the literal meaning of ちょっと is little, but in this context, it's used as a way to soften the refusal.
Yes. Letting them down easy.
Yes.
And remember, it's the context. You know, if someone offers you some food and you say ちょっと, it's not a refusal.
Yes.
You're going to get a little bit of
yes,
it.
Yes.
But right. In this context, it's combined with yoji and arimasu. Or we had another one, ちょっと isogashi.
Yes.
It means a little bit, and rather than refusing someone directly,
yes.
I'm busy. Mm-hmm. You say, well, I'm a little busy.
Yes.
And the nuance of I'm not free now is understood.
Mm-hmm.
It softens it and yes. it makes it much, much politer.
Right.
Okay, that's going to do it.
Okay, また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.